The hospital has apologised. The 91-year-old man who had to wait 29 hours for a bed on a trolley in a small corridor in their emergency department has expressed his appreciation for the standard of treatment received, according to the hospital. Tallaght Hospital also say they'll investigate how aspects of the story were made public. We'll speak to the HSC later. In the Dáil, the Taoiseach said he shared the concerns of Dr. James Gray, the emergency department consultant whose letter was widely published yesterday.
This is a case that I just don't understand how it can be allowed to happen to a 91-year-old. And it's up to everybody in the health service to play their part and to accept their responsibility to work to ensure that the plan actually works. I mean, any of you, your own families of hospitals that you visit, surely somebody has to make a decision about the extent of medical priority to leave a 91-year-old on a trolley for 29 hours. So the facilities are being provided, the extra staff are being provided, the money is being provided, and it's still not making the impact that it should. And I'm quite sure that over the next number of weeks, you're going to get other cases that are quite shocking being brought to light.
Thank you.
And this is a challenge for everybody. Ministers provided the money through the budget, extra staff being appointed and being attracted, and you still get these kinds of cases. I'd like to hear the response from the hospital. I'm not passing the buck here. But the point is that anybody in an accident and emergency, if you have to make choices, you do not leave a 91-year-old on a trolley for 29 hours. I agree with this consultant in his views.
That's the Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil yesterday. Let's speak to Fergal Hickey. He's also an emergency department consultant, and he's also the chair of the Association for Emergency Consultants. Fergal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Fergal, the Taoiseach says that he can't understand how medical priorities would be such that a 91-year-old man would be left on a trolley for that long. Is he right?
He's right, but he's been somewhat disingenuous in suggesting that it's a rare case. I mean, this happens week in, week out, and it's equally unacceptable whether it happens in Tallaght or anywhere else. The simple reality is that from an emergency department perspective, we have no control over beds. So we treat somebody, we identify the need hospital admission, and we refer them for admission. The bed management structures in individual hospitals are responsible for finding a bed for somebody, and you know, one would expect that they would try and prioritize elderly patients and clearly the clinically sickest patients when they're trying to allocate beds. But also remember that this government has imposed fines on hospitals for failing to meet scheduled activity targets. So on the one hand, they're saying that this is unacceptable, and it is. On the other hand, they're penalizing hospitals who don't do enough elective activity in an environment in which we simply don't have enough bed capacity.
He also said, as you heard in that extract, that more money has been provided, more staff has been provided, but he still can't work out why it's not working.
Well, this is a problem that's been getting worse for 15 years. I mean, this didn't happen yesterday. It happened under the last number of governments, and it has essentially been ignored. There is an acceptance, whether we like it or not, there is an acceptance among many in the hospital system that it is acceptable to remain on a trolley in the emergency department after the time that a decision is made to admit. And although Mary Harney, as Minister for Health, back in March 2006, said that there had to be a zero-tolerance approach to trolleys, that has never happened. It has happened intermittently or partially, but unfortunately, you know, that has not been the philosophy that has guided individual health service management. Yes, some money has been provided, some beds have been identified that need to reopen or open, but there aren't the staff to staff those. The recruitment processes are particularly slow and painful, and not alone that, but many of those that we would seek to recruit to staff those beds have emigrated and left the country.
In a statement from Tallaght Hospital yesterday, they said that while the delays are undesirable, there were no critical or clinical incidents reported in the emergency department this week arising from delays in allocating ward beds. In his letter, Dr. James Gray refers to the number of, as he refers to them, boarders, in other words, people waiting on trolleys or chairs waiting for a bed, the number of people who are waiting more than 24 hours, and he says that these are all notifiable incidents. What's a notifiable incident?
Well, there are a number of events called serious reportable incidents, which mean, you know, and there are lots of categories, you know, the unexpected death of a child among them. So in a situation where somebody remains on a trolley for more than 24 hours, then health service management in an individual hospital are obliged to report it up the chain of their hospital group. So again, the statement from Talla is deeply disingenuous. By definition, being on a trolley at the age of this individual for 24 hours or more is a serious clinical incident and should be treated as that. And trying to say that they're not aware that anything bad happened is simply nonsense. And it's hard not to see what Talla are doing as a case of shooting the messenger. I have no personal knowledge of how this letter came into the public domain, but I think Dr. Gray has done this patient and many other patients a service by highlighting something which is unacceptable.
Yes, but the hospital also say in their statement yesterday that the patient who suffers from a chronic condition requiring regular attendance at the hospital has expressed its appreciation for the standard of treatment received, but also has expressed strong dissatisfaction with the manner in which his personal clinical circumstances have been revealed and elements of his care misrepresented in media and other public channels over the past 24 hours. Is that why they're investigating how it was?
I'm not sure, Gavin. I simply don't know. But if Jim Gray, as the consultant in emergency medicine on duty on the day that this happened, wrote to the hospital CEO expressing his concerns about the fact that that situation was allowed to happen, that is a reasonable thing to do, and that is taking up the matter by the appropriate channels. Now, I don't know how that letter subsequently made it into the public domain. The first I was aware of it was when RT ran with it yesterday. So, you know, he has taken the appropriate next step, or the appropriate step, and he would be failing in his duty, as you're well aware, as a doctor, if he were not to do that. Now, it may be unfortunate for the individual patient.
I know you say failing in his duty, Fergalicky, but most doctors aren't allowed to go public with their concerns.
Well,
with this,
they have to balance two issues. One is they have professional responsibilities as a doctor, and secondly, they have responsibilities as an employee.
It's in their contract of work most of the time.
Yes, and unfortunately, that's often used to gag legitimate concerns, and we do have a history in this country of trying to silence or in some way denigrate whistleblowers. I think it's also fair to say that there have been a number of incidents in Talla over a number of years of, you know, either deaths on emergency department corridors which have been investigated in the coroner's court, or previous very elderly patients detained on trolleys for long periods of time, and there clearly has been little success in dealing with them, and this is a problem that management needs to solve.
Okay.
And my suggestion would be that they'd be better off solving the problem than shooting the messenger.
Fergalicky, consultant in emergency medicine and also spokesperson for the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, thank you for speaking to us.